I'd like now to welcome to the program Tunde Odunlade. He is an internationally acclaimed Nigerian print and textile artist, and he will be presenting his works in the Gallery Tribal Art, which is at 312 Reed Street here in Santa Fe. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you very much.
So you are an artist who is very concerned both with the artistic process and the political and social place of art. Tell us about how you make those things come together.
I've always seen art as life and life as art. So by the time you put all of those together, then you discover that there is hardly anything we do that is not art inclined one way or the other. And I want to say that everything we do, first you have to get the inspiration to do it, and then the ability to be able to make it real, and then which are the process by which you go through as when you are producing a piece of art. And which is, so to me, that's art is an integral part of our life.
So did you grow up in an artistic family, in an artistic town, culture?
Well, Ile Ife, my hometown, is the cradle of the Yoruba race. That means all the culture that you see happen in Yoruba, wherever Yoruba are in the diaspora today, originated from Ile Ife. So coming up as a young boy, we were exposed to all of this. Plus, I'm from a royal family too, so all of these we were exposed to right from when we were young. You know, the traditional dances, the traditional singing, the artistic palace posts, all the creativity that you see that makes a society cultural. We're exposed to it from the beginning.
So you do, you work with textiles and with prints. I went over there today and saw your work, and it's really beautiful.
Thank you.
It's both abstract. I mean, people probably know and can see in their minds some of the kind of African colors and patterns.
Yes.
From West Africa.
Yes.
But there's also a narrative aspect to the work.
Yes. As an artist, I was trained to become an artist. And as a human being, I was endowed. I'm endowed with some degree of talent in me. And I always say, it's not enough to just have talent. It's also good to have some training to help sharpen the talent. So I've got all of these for me, and I'm a kind of a person who is inquisitive, and I like to have intellectual discussions, And so all of this put together, formed what you perhaps can see on my work. I travel around a lot. And more importantly, when I was born, the family that I was born to, and typical of Yoruba family too, you will be given what is called Oriki. I spell it O-R-I-K-I, Oriki. Oriki means praising names. The names that you are given other than your legal name, that tells your origin, the clan perhaps that you are coming from, the family you are born into, and even some of what you brought to life naturally. So my Oriki says Ladire, and this was given to me on the 8th day that I was born. Ladire, Adire in Yoruba means Adire, like what she's wearing, indigo. Aladire, Akpela Joma Jason, Otili Arare Ribi. Ladire means the owner or maker of Adire. Akpela Joma Jason, one who goes on a sojourn and never suffers. Otili Arare Ribi, one who goes on a journey prepared from his own home. Those are the Oriki given to me on my 8th day. And of course, Ladire, which is taken, which is the extension of Adire, is batik, and which is what I do. So from when I was born, this was already in me. What they call esentaye, that is what I've brought to life with me. But of course, somebody has to be, you have to be exposed to maybe some kind of classes or schools in order to bring that out from you. So that was when I had the opportunity to meet a Nigerian artist by the name of Yinka Adeyemi. He was recently here in Santa Fe visiting, who I studied textile under him. And of course, I've been able to also expand to other area of textile, but he was the foundation of my training as an artist, you know. So all of this put together, you know, has informed what you see on my work. I interact with people, you know, I go to museums, I go to galleries, I read, I practice on my own, and so on and so forth. And I think that's what life is all about, education.
Now, your work is, you use it both in the ways that you've been saying, and also as a form of political activism, resistance, and bringing people together around some of the trouble that has happened in Nigeria.
Yes. There's no way, if you are the type who likes to see changes, if you are the type who likes to see a better life for his people, if you are the type who wants to, who just does not come to this world like a snake walking on the rock. When snake moves on the rock, after the snake has passed, would you see any sign that the snake moved on the rock? No. Any human being that comes to life and they has nothing to leave behind in form of legacy, has nothing to contribute. We've been to museums today. At the Folk Art Museum, there's Gerard Alexander, if I remember well the name. You know, he collected a lot of things and left for his people. That's leaving something behind and leaving a trail, you know, after, you know, some time. So, in the same vein, I feel like I cannot fold my arms. I cannot close my eyes to things around me that I see, that I feel the tool in my hand, the weapon in my hand, which is art, I can use to change things for the better.
And so how do you do that?
How I do it is, I respond to whatever it's around me. You know, I respond, I'm such a person that when I hear a word in my ear or I see anything, it goes straight into my brain. And I won't let go until I process it and come to a conclusion that this thing that I've had or that I've known, this is the way out to it. This is what I can do to make it better in my head. You know, I won't just hear something that my head says, that my head clicks, and I will just let go of that thing. So all of this put together, seeing my environment, the way things are going, seeing the kind of government that we have at one time or another, especially the military days, you know, and seeing what is happening now, that the people desire every change they can get to better their lot. And I have this weapon in my hand, which is art. So I don't believe in art for art's sake. I believe in art with a purpose in nation building.
We're talking to artist Tunde Odunlade from Nigeria. Now, tell us about the relationship between your work and Yoruba culture, art, music, philosophy, all of that.
Wow. Yoruba language is one of the languages on earth that is full of codes, that is full of symbols, that is full of proverbs. Some have argued that there are over 5,000 proverbs in Yoruba. I know it's way more than that. So, the philosophy of the Yoruba, the substance that makes Yoruba who they are, is inched on the language. And every sphere of life, everything in life, has a meaning traceable to a Yoruba proverb. Everything we do has a greeting. When you are work, there is greeting for work. When you are eating, there is greeting for eating. When you are working, there is greeting for working. Everything you do has a greeting with it. So in the same vein, everything has a proverb to go along with it. And I thank my star to have been somebody who is very rooted in that language. I speak Yoruba language real well. You know, ordinarily, it's not everybody who understands all the nuances, all the intricacies, all the philosophy underlying in Yoruba language. You don't just know it because you are a Yoruba person. No. You know it either out of interest or out of where you were born or how you were raised or what you have allowed yourself to be exposed to. And all of that put together has made me who I am, who has his work centered on the beliefs, the philosophy, and then the proverbs of Yoruba language.
Give us just an example of a proverb.
Okay. A proverb, for instance, could be like, Didun lodun, labore jeko, tili ogeto geje. That is, it is when friendship is good that you and I can say, let's go to dinner. And then we go to dinner, we eat together, and then we enjoy the meal. But if we are not friends, our heart is not open to each other, you don't just see a stranger on the street and say, oh, let's go eat. Right? But it has to be that you have some form of relationship together, some form of camaraderie together that will prompt, you know, inviting each other to go to dinner. So it is because there is that sweetness between us, there is that sweet relationship that prompts eating together. Otherwise, I could go to my house and eat whatever I like, you go to your house and eat whatever you like, and that's it. Last year, I was hosted by University of California in Los Angeles, UCLA, you know, to do some presentation on Yoruba, which I call Abidi Olowe, the ABC of Proverbs. You know, and what I will do is take a letter, then form a proverb in Yoruba, then give it a translation close as possible in Yoruba language in English of the proverb, then find something that is similar to it in other culture, maybe in English or in Japanese, that can enable whoever reading to understand where it's coming from, the universal meaning or translation of that, and then bring out the moral, the lesson in the proverb, you know. So I did that with UCLA and it was very successful. And I'm going to continue to do it, of course, wherever the opportunity presents itself.
Tunde Odunlade is going to be showing his work at the Gallery Tribal Art on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And it's open from 12 until 6 p.m. every day. And I have to say, it's a wonderful gallery. Maybe some people even who live here have missed it, but it's on 312 Reed Street. So it's just less than a block off of Guadalupe. The number there is 699-7810. And your work is just beautiful and fascinating. And
thank
so
you.
I hope people get to go over there and check it out. Thank you for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
You're welcome.
We're going to take another quick break. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe on KSFR.